Ned Schaefer thinks something supernatural is going on in the studio. What else would explain how a three-way groove on a Volkswagen seat fits perfectly onto the frame of a metal lawn chair?
I mean, look at that fit. I mean, that's like, I make the sound, you know. You know, I mean, look at that. There's like a little, there's a little thing that sticks out. If you look right here, there's a little thing on the Volkswagen seat that connects on this piece of metal. It's like that makes the thing sit absolutely level. I did not design that. I would never think of designing that.
Schaefer's studio is a place where things have to fit together. The artist says he never welds and rarely drills holes. Happenstance and rubber bands are mostly what keep his sculptures working. His half-block-long warehouse north of Tucson's downtown is filled with humanoid creatures made from bicycle parts, furniture, and light bulbs. Most of the objects come to life with the flip of a switch. One machine cups a gardening glove over a mannequin's hand with a jerky, repetitive motion.
The lips are two reflectors off a bike. This is the outline of the mouth is the back part of a wooden rocking chair. And then you go down to the body. This main part of the body is a swimming pool ladder. You can still see where it says up on his shoulder, no diving, shallow water.
Schaefer's 46 and still looks like the competitive swimmer he used to be. He grew up in Ohio and majored in entomology at the University of Arizona. He liked drawing but fell into making art from junk after discovering a bunch of moldering props in an old burlesque theater. Schaefer says trash is the great medium of our age.
It's what actually makes the world nice right now, is that there's so much crap laying around. I mean, you know, not everybody would think that, but in a way, you know, we have this ability to do this kind of art form these days, working with all our discarded materials.
Yeah, that vaulting horse, that's sitting right by the dumpster at Value Village. That's one of the thrift shops, and I mean, that's a beautiful piece of equipment. Look at the fittings on that.
That's Schaefer's brother-in-law, Jack Zitter. He's one of many in Tucson who bring Schaefer select pieces of junk. Schaefer himself doesn't go dumpster diving anymore, but relies on these random gifts. One of the best is an old Wurlitzer drum machine. There's a rider on top, a skeleton-spined creature whose face is made from a plastic mask, a mop, and light bulb eyes.
Now you'll be able to hear this as it comes up. Here we go. And then he's my background music when the two of us, and I have a, now the cowboy
Schaefer
hat
isn't just a sculptor.
Hat,
he likes to perform with his gizmos. He mixes and matches them in a show called Welcome to Beveldom. Here. It's not really clear what the title means, like, but the show includes hat. A lot of singing.
A sadness seems so long to me, that happiness is wrong to me. I can hardly take it. I think that I'll replace it. Hey, flicker.
Schaefer's arguably a better visual than vocal artist. His show is filled with cornball shtick and rhyming puns. But up close, his pieces have a strong resonance. That's because even though he's playing around, Schaefer thinks a lot about the meaning behind these objects. He calls them relics. Some are relics to a lost age or forgotten technology. Many actually once belonged to a person who's died.
When somebody goes and you take their clothes and you hold on to them for a while, you know, there's a... It's what are these objects, and are these objects that important? You know, and were the objects important for somebody when they were here, and what does it mean now for somebody that was here not to be here, and yet their objects are here?
Who knows whether it's the sculptures or the shtick that draws Tucsonans to Schaefer's performances, but about 50 showed up on a recent night in the studio. At one point, Schaefer brings out a helmet-like contraption dubbed Poof Mundane. The sculpture sits in a wheelchair and has a ventriloquist dummy-like dialogue with Schaefer, who's dressed up in a white lab coat and frizzy clown wig.
So you've been having emotional swings, is that correct?
Hell, I'm all over the place, Doc. What do you got for me?
Let's check your reflexes.
Then Schaefer and his wheelchaired contraption go into a slapstick dance. Again, it's all a little goofy and pointless. unless you know that this is the wheelchair in which Shaper's father died of a stroke, and that his father never wanted him to be an artist. At least not for a living. This machine must go. Shaper says he uses his dad's wheelchair all the time in his art. For Studio 360, I'm Julia Barton.
You can see some of Ned Shaper's work at studio360.org.